We're learning this shir, Ervin Daf Mem Dalit. We're going to start with the Gemara, Amem Gimel Amem Beis, towards the bottom. Gemara talks about the following story. Nechemya, Breder, Drav Chalinoi, Moshchose, Shmaita. Nechemya, the son of Rav Chalinoi, was learning. He was very involved in his learning. It's on Shabbos. Moshchose Shmaitza. He got deeply involved in his learning. V'nofak chutz l'tchum. And without realizing it, he walked outside of the tchum. Omle Rav Chizna Rav Nachman. Rav Chizna Chizna told Rav Nachman. Nechemet hamitchosho b'tzah. Nachman was the Rebbe of Nechemya. He told him of the situation. Your Talmud Nechemya, he's in pain. He's outside of the tchum. He's stuck there. What could we do? Oh my lord, I say the mechis shabni on the ikonis. Rav Nachman told him, make for him a mechitza of people. People will act as mechitza, people who could walk there, who had made native, who it's in their tchum. Vikonis, in that way, he'll be able to re-enter into the original tchum. Yosef Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Achoy de Rova. V'yosef Rova Kamei de Rav Nachman. The Amiroim, these Amiroim were sitting there at the time when they heard the conversation. Omle Rav Nachman by Yitzchok le Rova. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok told Rova the following, asked him the following question. My Komi brother Rav Chizda. What was Rav Chizda Shailam? Apparently, they understood that Rav Chizda wasn't simply asking for an Eitzer. Rav Chizda had something in mind, and he was asking Rav Nachman to paskin on this idea that he had. And therefore, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok was asking Rav, he had one of two possibilities over here, what Rav Chizda Shail was. Elaim with the Molo Gavri Askinan. Are we talking about when the mechitza that he had in mind was b'dmolo gavri, he had enough people that the mechitza would reach the tchum of komi boy lehilchas l'akram gamliel? And the basis of the shaila was, is the halacha l'akram gamliel, or ain halacha l'akram gamliel, or the halacha is not l'akram gamliel? Gamliel referring to is gamliel that we had in the Mishnah. Rav Gamliel's shita is that if someone was placed in a mechitza area outside of his tchum on Shabbos, Rav Gamliel and Rav Lezban Azariah say that mahalach is kula, he could walk the entire area, and Rav Yeshua and Rav Kiva say ein la ilah David Amos. So the question over here is that was Rav Chizda Shail, he knew of the Eitza that we can make a Mechitza. The question just is that would a Mechitza help? Being that he wasn't Shovas Be'ava Mechitzas Ben Ashmoshes. That's the question over there between Rav Gamliel. That Machleik is over there. That in order for a Mechitza to be considered like Dalet Amos, and when you have Dalet Amos, you can walk the entire Mechitza area because you view the Mechitza area as Dalet Amos. Is that only if you were Shavas Be'avim Mechitzas, or even if a person first entered the Mechitza, or the Mechitza was made around him first after Ben Ashmoshes? That's the question over here. Say, Hilchas Kram Amliel, Ein Alach Kram Amliel. Or Dilmla B'loy Mol Gavra Askinon. Or no, Rav Chizda Shaila was because it was a loy molu gavri, that he didn't have enough people to make a mechitza which would actually reach inside the tchum. They would be off. There will be a difference, we'll see, of let's say 2 amos. And the question is, but loy molu gavri, coming boil aloha krablezer, or in aloha krablezer? A different question. Different shaila, that according to this possibility of the shaila, definitely the halacha is Akram Gamliel, He could walk the entire area, even though he wasn't Shavas Pesach Av Mechitzis. Now the question is that being that the Mechitzis doesn't reach the Tchum itself, so there's another question, a question, Shaila, of whether have lost Tchum in his Milsahi or not. The fact that if he would walk the entire Mechitza area, he'd still be out of his Tchum. To Amos, a person is given that area, the two Amos, and that additional two Amos will connect him to his original Tchum. And the Machlokes over here is whether have lost Tchumen is Milsahi or not. That's the Machlokes. Rashi brings the Mishnah later on Daf Nun Beis. On Daf Nun Beis, Amud Beis, the Mishnah here says, Mishiyot Zachus L'Tchum Afil Am'achas L'Hikones, the Tanakam, Mishit Zachachom, is if a person walks out of the Tchum, even if he's just one arm away, he cannot re-enter the Tchum. Even though the Dal Amis that he has will take him back into the Tchum, but once he's out, he loses his Tchum. Rablezer says if he's two Amis away, he could re-enter and get back his Tchum again. Three, he can't. The Gemara explains that's because Rablezer holds, like we'll see in the Mishnah Bayos coming up, that the Dal Amos that the Chacham gave a person that was Yotze Chos Tchum, he's Bem Tzon, he's surrounded, has a four Amma area, two in front of him, two in back of him, and therefore the person who walked out two Amos, so he has another two Amos which could connect to his original Tchum. If he's three Amos away, then he's not connected to his original Tchum, even if he walks the mat area that he can. And the Gemara explains that the machlekes over here is whether have lost tchum in milsehi or not, which means that if a person is dal amos, where he walks out of the tchum, but the amount that he can walk will take him and connect him back into his original tchum, whether that way he will be able to regain his original tchum or not. So this is the second possibility of what of chiz the shalter of Nachman is halach karbelezer or in halach karbelezer. Being that he's talking about the situation where the mechitza of people that he's going to set up is not going to reach the tchum itself, and he will be involved in the question of havlos tchum and milsehi or not. So is halacha like Rebbe Lezer who holds havlos tchum and milsa, and he can regain this tchum again or not? On that, the Gemara says as follows: Pshita b'dloy molu gavri haskinan. The Gemara says it's pasha to us that definitely Rav Chisda, who asked this shaila to Rav Nachman, was talking about a situation of loy molu gavri. Disakat after b'dloy gavri haskinan. For if we were to think that his shaila was b'dloy gavri when we had a full amount of people to make the mechitza to connect into his tchum, mighty boyle. What kind of shayla could he have? Oh, Rav, aloch ram liel, but David Sarah was Sfina. Rav clearly passed an aloch as a ram liel. There's no question how aloch is a ram liel or not. Definitely aloch is a ram liel. Elevada b'loy molu gavri askina. Definitely Rav Chizda shayla was because he was talking about a situation of loy molu gavri. The mechitzu would not reach the whole way. Rabbi Lezer, would Rabbi Lezer come boy lay? And his shayla is whether we pass like Rabbi Lezer concerning the shayla of havlos tchumen, if the two tchumen overlap or connect, whether one can regain his original tchum. The Ekonami, the Gemara says that we could also be medayik this way, the ka'omar lei yikonis. From the way Rav Nachman answered the shayla, he told him yikonis, he may enter. Ma yikonis? What does he mean when he said Yikonis? Lav b'dloy mol mechitza. must have been that he was discussing a situation with Loimal Mechitza, and that's why he mentioned Yikonis. Rashi explains, what is this diik over here? So Rashi, second line, take a nami, bid Loimal Gavrahavim. We could also be medak in the words of Rav Nachman that they were discussing a situation of Loimal Gavri where the Mechitza didn't reach. The Omalei Rav Nachman asay Loim Mechitza Shabari Adam v'yikonis. Nachman told him, make a mechitza of people, v'yikonis. Rashi says, Lom el memory yikonis. Why was it necessary him to add the word yikonis? Extra word. Ela hachi ka'omar. So apparently, by using the word yikonis, that tells us that the situation was, this is what he meant to say. Yasa ha-mechitza ar-ashtayim, v'chakach yikonis hu-me'as v'le-mechitza. The reference of Yikonis to enter is even though you don't have the Mechitza to connect you. That's the Dik that they understood from the words of Rav Nachman, that definitely that was the discussion over here. We're dealing with the Mechitza which doesn't actually reach the original Tchum, and Zushalfen of Havloas Tchumin. On that he told him, yeah, Allah has a Rav Lezer, and he could enter. There's an important question that the Rishonim raise over here on this piece of Gemara as follows. The Gemara over here is trying to figure out what exactly was the Shaila of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda's plan that he offered to Rav Nachman to paskin on, what was it talking about? Now the Gemara says as follows. Was he talking about where the Mechitza reaches? And if so, the only issue is an issue whether we pass on like Rav Gamliel or not, that could he utilize the Mechitza to walk from where he was back into his Tchum. Because according to this Tzad, the Mechitza would take him the whole way. That's the only question. On the other side of things, that if his question was not whether we pass on like Rav Gamliel, we definitely do pass on like Rav Gamliel. The question is because the Mechitza didn't reach the whole way. And then it involves the question of Havloas Tchumen, which one point that you see over here, the Ritva points out, that you see a Chiddush over here, that you know a person that was Yosef Chutz Tchum has Dalat Amos. Now, if he has a Mechitza, so we say Mechitza is considered like Dalat Amos. Now, we would have thought that, okay, you have Dalat Amos, if you're in the Mechitza, so, you know, that becomes your Dalat Amos. But that's all. But you see from this Gemara over here, there are Blazer who holds that you have two Amos in each direction, that the area which is in the Mechitza seems to be, it doesn't even count at all. And therefore, after the Mechitza is first when you start your Dalat Amos. Okay, that's a side point that you see from this Gemara over here. But what you see from over here, this Gemara is as follows, that the question of Rabbi Lezer, Havloas Tchumen, is only if the situation was such where the Mechitza didn't reach. Then you have to come out to Havloas Tchumen. But if the case would have been that the Mechitza reached the whole way, then it seems to me more that the only question is a question of whether passing on Rav Gamliel or not. We don't seem to need Havloas Tchumen. That the Rishonim ask that even according to that side, we need to have lost Tchumim. Because fine, the Mechitza reaches and it took you in. But how could you, in order to get back your original Tchum, he wants to be able to walk the whole city, not just to, you know, to walk back into that area. Right? In order for him to be out of a situation of Tzar, that he shouldn't be limited to where he was. Definitely the issue is to get back his original Tchum. So wouldn't it seem to be that regardless you need to come out to Havloas Tchumen? The difference just is whether you know you have the two Amos or the Mechitza will take you right in. But in order to walk past the Mechitza area and to regain the original Tchum, don't you need Havloas Tchumen regardless? And it's very clear from the Gemara that we only need to discuss Havloas Tchumen only on the tzaddik gemara that mechitza doesn't reach. But if mechitza does reach, you don't need, you don't get involved in the question of lost tchumim. See, if you look at the top Tosis, this is what Tosis is discussing over here. Tosis says, "Oydilma ben mol gavri askinan." We're talking about ben mol gavri that mechitza reaches, and Tosis says, "This is what's clearly meduik from the Gemara." Fahash tafilu in alach krebel ezi yikonis. According to this side of the Gemara, that we were discussing a situation of mol gavri where the mechitza reaches. So now you don't need to hold like Reb Lezer because of Haflos Tchumim. Vim Toiman, Frek Toysa asks, Kivan Dam Rabbon Afilam Achsli Kones, since Rabbon and Shita is, that even if you want Am away, you can't enter Hafla Pishadam Am Shlem of Lois Besech at Tchum Rishon. Rabbon and hold that even if you want Am away, when Am away, I mean, you could walk in. You have at least two amas. Chum Shitas, we'll see, maybe you have even four amas. You definitely could walk back into, and you're finding yourself back into the Tchum area. Nevertheless, Rabbana say lo yikonis, which means that you don't get back your original Tchum. Hochanami ki molu gavri mechitzes. If so, and we're saying we don't need to pass like Reb Lezer in order for this to work, Tosis has asked, how's it going to work? Hochanami here too, ki molu gavri mechitzes, magiz. Here too, that even when the mechitzas reach, but fine, you reached over there. You also reached in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis, but you can't go further. And this Gemara is clearly that he's going to have back his tchum. How does that work? Yesh loyimah. Tosis answers as follows: the loy dami. Tosis says it's not the same. Meaning, Tosis is going to tell us that our situation over here is different. And in our situation, even the Chachamim who argue over there will agree that you could get back your original Tchum. Yeshloimar, deloy domi, dehocho kishet is talik mechitza de gavri, in our case over here. That once he uses the mechitza, if you take away the mechitza of the gavri, ukfar yotzo adei mechitza me'aba amish nosloi Chachamim, and now he's already out of the four amas that the Chachamim gave him for a person who's Yotze Chus L'Tchum. He walked out of that by way of the Mechitza. U'me'ata hoyo litin lo'y ab amas acheris. Now we should have given him another four amas. A person outside of Tchum always has four amas. If he's in a Mechitza area, he's allowed to walk that area. And once that area stops, now he would get his four amas from there. So we're in a situation right now where he's deserving of some kind of makom shvisa. V'kivan shu b'tchum rishon, since now he finds himself back in his original tchum, le'nitin le'dal ramas acheres, Chazal are not going to give him a new dal ramas. El'chayz le'tchum rishon. In this situation, he'll get back his original tchum. If he finds himself in a situation where right now we have to give him some kind of makom shvisa, some kind of tchum, and he right now is already back in his original tchum, then even the Chachamim agree that he'll get back his original tchum. The place where the Rabbanon argue is when a person walked out. He walked out, and now he's utilizing his Daal Amis. And he walked his four Amis, but he still is within his Daal Amis. So that original Daal Amis that Chachamim gave to him are still intact, and that's his Tchum. So Kolzman, they're intact, then that's the new Tchum that he was given, being that he left his Tchum, he loses his old Tchum. Being that those Daal Amis are still intact, so that's what he has. He can't go any further. His original Tchum is lost. Only if he finds himself back in his original tchum, and he's not any more within the Daal Ramas, the original Daal Ramas that Chazal gave him, and it's a question of giving him a new Daal Ramas or some kind of makom shvisa that he's entitled to have. So in such a situation, that's where Chazal said that he could get back his original tchum. So that's the Pshatling Gemara over here. That the Machlekes Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim is only in a specific situation. Like, if it's Loi Molu Gavri, you're utilizing your Dalet Amos. You already walk the entire Mechitza area. The next two Amos that you're walking is you're taking right now the Dalet Amos that Chazal gave you, and you're still within those Dalet Amos. So you have it, then your original Tchum is lost according to the Rabban. That's the Machlekes over there. But in a situation where the Mechitza itself will bring you back into your Tchum, then even the Chachamim agree that you'll get back your original Tchum. And that's why the Gemara over here on the Tzad, that it's Molu Gavri, that the Mechitza reaches, it doesn't get involved in the Machlekes Rav Lezer and the Chachamim as far as I've lost Tchum. The only question over here, like the Gemara says, is Hilchos Kram Liel or not Hilchos Kram Liel. Now, Rav Nachman told him that he could do it, which apparently seems to be that he seems to be passing like Rebbe Lezer. Let's see the Hemshech HaGemara. The Gemara brings up a side question. Eisver Rav Nachman by Yitzchak L'Rovo. Nofal doifno lo yamed bo odom behema vekelim. The Morris question is, it is another issue over here, a problem of making an oil. An oil aroi, you can't make, but mitchila, you can't start erecting a oil aroi, and therefore setting up the people that they should act as a mechitzah. They should have this problem of setting up an oil aroi. Like this brisa says, lo yamet ba'odom behema v'kelim. You can't use that for sukkah or whatever it is you want to use the mechitza for over there. That's the question the Mor raises. On that he told him that there must be some kind of difference, because otherwise I have a contradiction. I have a different source which says otherwise. A different price. Oysal meschaver doifink, they shechel ishta vioshin, viskev samita, vifisale song, they shleti vilcham la mes, vala oichlin. Another source, which over here says, oysal odem meschaver doifin. You could do that. Kashin adodi. So, they're a contradiction one to the next. The Gemara goes through over here to explain the difference. We're going to jump over here to the top of Omer Beis. The Gemara says, Ela Odom Odom Kasha. The Gemara was able to answer the contradiction by in the other situations, Kalim, Behema Odom Odom Kasha. And that Gemara says, Odom Odom Namale Kasha, Kan Ladas, Kam Shalomi Das. Yeah, this is what's directly negaya us, that whether one may set that people should act as a mechitza on Shabbos V'yomtiv or not, there's a difference, Ladas and Shaloi Midas. Rashi explains. See the fourth line, Rashi on the top over there, the last wide lines on the top. Ladas. Rashi says, Shaloi Midsham, Yoideya, the person who's standing there and he's servicing the Mechitza, he's acting as part of the Mechitza. If he knows that he was set there for the purpose of mechitza, then it's awesome. But if he's not aware that he's being there, he didn't come there knowing that he's setting up a mechitza, that's mutter. And Rashi explains why. Making of an oil is not a real problem. Because it's ain't derech binyan with people. So that's why that's not really the problem. The problem is just that since it's similar to that, so to come with the knowledge that you're acting as a mechitza, that Chazal answered. But otherwise, it's mutter. Avukli, derech binyan bekachu, hilkach, deif, rishlishis, osir, by kelim. But by people, being that it's ein derech binyan mekach, so it's a different, it has different guidelines. And the guidelines are whether the one who's acting as the mechitza came there with knowledge or not. So that's the answer to us why Rav Nachman was able to paskin. Even with Rav Chisda, right, was entertaining the possibility of using mechitz for people, that because he'll make the arrangements to get people to come there, Shalai Ladas, without realizing that they're coming to be used as a mechitz. Fretting more, v'hodram lechemyo, brave, b'adav chalino Ladas, have him. The Gemara at this point is asking that, thinking that it was Ladas. And that Gemara says, Shalai Ladas, have him. No, that was Shalai Ladas. Rashi says, Shalai Ladas, have him. Lo yodu ha'anosh ma'ma kiptsum shom. The people who were gathered to act as the mechitza, they didn't know that it was that for that purpose. On that, the Gemara asks, Rav Chisda miya ledas have it, but Rav Chisda himself, which the Gemara thinks at this point, that he was also acting as one of the people in the mechitza, he definitely knew that it was for the, he was coming there for a purpose in mechitza. Rav Chisda miya ledas have it, Rav Chisda himself, he did know it was ledas, and the Gemara says, Rav Chisda shleim aminyan have it. That Rav Chisda wasn't part of the count. He wasn't going to be part of the mechitza. So Rashi, Rav Chisda miyo sha'osa mechitza v'nikba shom be'echem en ha'yoda. Rav Chisda who made the mechitza, and right now we're thinking that he participated in being one of those who would help make the mechitza ha'yoda. He knew. And like Mora says, shaloi min min have is a Rashi beis mechitza. He wasn't part of the number of people. Wasn't counted in the Oysa HaMechitza. So this is how this sugya over here ends, that as far as this is concerned, question of Oysa HaMechitza B'tchila on Shabbos wasn't a problem. It's not a problem as long as it's Shaloi Ladas. Now Tosis uses the maskana of this Gemara to explain a technicality over here that the way the Gemara comes out that his shad was the only shad with Le Molu Gavri. Didn't have enough people to reach the tchum. If he had enough people, there would be no shayla. Definitely halacha karam amliel. So Tais asks, so if that's the situation, so why can't we just reuse some of the people? Right? And as he would walk by, so the people who were at the beginning of the mechitza just move over and will connect. What's his shayla? That's the bottom tesis over here on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Ilema b'dlei mol gavri v'im toimer ki lei mol gavri nami yelich al mokam shemachitza magas. Let him go to the place where the mechitza reaches. V'achakach yase hekav acher ad sheigil etchum. And then you'll extend the mechitza and wherever he walked. So now the people who he passed up are not necessary anymore for their mechitza. They'll move up to the front, and you could always extend the mechitza. So, how could there possibly be a shayla with Leim Olu Gavri? What's the situation of why should you have a Leim Olu Gavri? V'yesh Leim Atosis answers, Kivan Shekvar also Pamachas, because since the people in the original position, they acted as the Mechitza, so they already saw that they were there for Mechitza. Yodlu Sholdas Kenosu. So they now already realize what they're there for as a Mechitza. And therefore, from there on, it would be awesome. We'd have the problem of an oisin mechitza v'chadchila to use people to make a mechitza. You can't do it if it's ladas, if they're aware what they're coming for. So the original position of the mechitza, they weren't aware. But once they saw Rav Chisda walking by, and then we're going to regroup them now, but at this point already, they realize that what they're there for, so they wouldn't be able to use it. And that's why there b'chlal could be a situation of a loy molu gavri that the mechitza won't reach. Because you can't reuse people in the mechitza, because by then already they know. The next piece of Gemara, which we want to see, which is very much connected with what we just discussed now, is on Amud Beis. Let's see the Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows: Mishiyotza b'shus. A person left his tchum b'shus v'omer l'kfarnas ha'maisa, and they told him that it's not necessary anymore, your help, whatever you were needed for was already taken care of. Yesh le'apam amlecho ruach. Chazal gave him a new tchum, on a full-sized tchum of alpam amlecho ruach. Now the mission says as follows: Mahoy b'seich ha'tchum ki ilu lo yotzu. If he's still within his original tchum, it's as if he didn't leave. And these words are questionable in the Gemara. This is what the Gemara discusses over here. What does this mean? The first question the Gemara asks right away is, "May im hoye b'seich ha'tchum ki lo yotzu." What does the Mishnah mean that if he's still within his tchum, as if he didn't leave? He definitely didn't leave. Right? What does the Mishnah mean to say? Zok Rashi, Ma ki lo yotzo, havad lo yotzo. He definitely didn't leave. So what's the ki'il lo yotzo? Ki'il lo yotzo means it's as if he didn't leave. He didn't leave. So we'll see there's a machlokes in the Gemara over here, what the Mishnah means to say. Omar Rabba. Rabba says, Hachi ka Omar. This is what the Mishnah means to tell us. Im hay b'seich tchum sheloi ki ilu ayotza miteich beis edomi. If he's still in his tchum, ki ilu ayotza, the ki ilu ayotza, what the Gemara is changing now, is not ki ilu ayotza from his tchum, but it's ki ilu ayotza miteich beis edomi. We look at him as if he didn't even leave his house. Pshita. Fret the Gemara, okay. Okay, at least we could translate the words, but what's the chiddush? Ma'al d'seima hoyva okar okar. Zot gemora. What the chiddush over here is that I would think hoyva okar okar, since originally when he left his house, it was aldas, with intention to leave the tchum. The place where he was needed was someplace out of his tchum. So I would think hoyva okar okar, that right away, being that his intention was to go out, right away he becomes disconnected from his tchum. Hoil v'okar okar. And therefore his original tchum is lost. And you know, and then wherever he would find out, even though he's within his tchum, but he would get a new tchum because his original tchum is lost. Komash malon, that's what Mishnah means to say, ki ilo yotz mitoich beisai, that Kolzman is within his tchum, he doesn't lose his tchum at all by the mere fact that he was Kilo Oka. Let's see the Rashi over here. Hochi Gassin Omar Rabba, Hochi Ka Omar. V'mhoi b'seich ha'tchum shaloi Kilo Yotzmi b'esei domi. If he's within his tchum, we view it as if he didn't leave his house. He did leave his house. But we look at him as if Kilo Yotzmi b'esei domi. Kloimar, Hai Kilo Yotzo. When the Mishnah says, as if he didn't leave, abesekoi, it's going as if he didn't leave his house. And as originally we were translating, it means as if he didn't leave the tchum. Now we're asking, what do you mean, it's as if he didn't leave. He actually didn't leave. So now what we're changing with that is that ki'ilo yotza, he goes on his bayis, you know, he left his bayis. But it's ki'ilo yotza mi beisei, v'hochi ka'omar. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Im tchum beisei. If he's still within the tchum of his house, choyz lebeisoy, he could go back to his house. V'harehu ki'ilo yokar raglov, as if he didn't upper his feet at all. V'kach yesh lami beisoy apayim amlochu ruach kibetchila. Therefore, that's why he retains his original tchum, which is measured from his house. V'lo yamrinan, and we don't say mimokum shnemer lo yesh le apayim amlochu ruach, and we don't say that he has a new tchum from the place where he was told. Pshita. More expression is that simple. There's no chiddush in that. Kivin adayin liyotzem in atchum, being that he didn't leave the tchum area, kilu hu b'beis edomi. So that's poshut. even though we have a new translation, the words read in the Mishnah, but there's no chiddush here. Mal the same kivan the ok, as a Rashi, kivan the ok, Lord says, since he was oikar aglav, he uprooted his feet, he started walking with intention, Lord says, pishos, to go out of his tchum, with pishos, Rabbanu tikkun lemi mokim shenemar apayim l'chol ruach, and the takonas chazal is for a person who's yotze b'shus that he has a new tchum, full 2,000 amos l'chol ruach, hachanam is to hear to afgav the koi b'tchumoy, even though he's still in his tchum, limdid le mehosam. I would think that will count the tchum from where he's right now. V'boy le meipak leipuk, and if he wants, he could go out, meaning to say that he could go further from his original tchum. Let's say he walked 1,000 amos. So he's still within his original tchum, but if, according to this Havamina, that he was oiker, given the okar, so he gets a new tchum, which starts from 1,000 amos away, then he has that area, and therefore I would think that he could walk even further than his original tchum. Kvashpalon, that's ki'ilu lo yokar mi beisei, ki lo yotze misoich beisei. That's Rabba's pshat in the Mishnah. Zochti ma Rav Simi bar Avchiya Omar. Rav Simi bar Avchiya, he argues and says, no, the Mishnah means to say something else. Hachi ka Omar, m'hoi t'chum n'chinos l'chachomim muvloin b'seich ha'tchum sheloi ki'ilo l'yotza mit'chumai. Rav Simi bar Avchiya is talking about that, yeah, he definitely left his original t'chum area. However, what the Mishnah is saying is if the new tchum, which was given to him, overlaps and or connects with his original tchum, meaning to say that if he walks the tchum that was given to him, and he'll meet up with his original tchum, that's ki'il layatam et tchumai. That's as if he didn't leave his tchum. And he can get back his original tchum that way. B'maiko mifligi, what's the machlik? Ma'asovah loves tchum milsehi, ma'asovah lav milsehi. The machlik is over here is, the machlik is that I've lost tchum, something I mentioned before. The Gemara says the machlik is between Rav Simi and Rabba, how they could translate the Mishnah is whether you hold of Havloas Tchumen. Rav Simi bar Avchiya is using the concept of Havloas Tchumen, that if there's a connection of the two Tchumen, that you could have back your original Tchum. That's using the din of Havloas Tchumen. He holds Havloas Tchumen. Rabbo, who doesn't hold the Havloas Tchumen is Milsehi, see, he couldn't translate the mission like that. Therefore, Rabbo had to translate like he did. Let's see the Rashi over the second word line. Rav Simi bar Avchiya Omar, Hachi ka Omar, im hoy tchum in shnos lechachom evloim b'seich ha-tchum shaloi, if the tchum that Chazal gave him attaches with the original tchum that he has, ki ilo yotzem mitchum eidomi. That's as if he never left his original tchum. Kloima, masnisin b'shkva yotzem mitchum ha-yaskinon. Rav Simi argues on Rabba and says definitely what the Mishnah is talking about, where he definitely left his original tchum area. And when the Mishnah says ki'il ha'yotza, atchum koi, definitely goes on the tchum, bach puts in ki'il ha'yotza de katoni, atchum koi, definitely goes on tchum, like we originally thought before Rabba re-translated the Mishnah. Umayim hoy b'soich hatchum, but what it said, hoy b'soich hatchum hachikama, doesn't actually mean that he's still in his original tchum, but what it means is, im hoy oisin alpayim hanasunus loy lechol ruach, mimokam shenema loy, if those, the new tchum that he got, those 2,000 amos, which Chazal gave him from wherever he finds out, if the new tchum are nechnos, l'soich alpayim shal tchum beisoy, if they enter the original tchum that he had from his house, then it's as if he never left his original tchum. He could walk to his house, and then his original like he was originally, he gets back his original tchum when he walks from his new tchum, which allows him to walk back into his old tchum, and he gets back his original tchum. That's of Simi Bar Chiya's Taich in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says the machlokes between Rav Simi and Rabbi is whether you hold havlo as tchum and as milsa or not. Rav Simi sova havlo milsihi. So Rashi, v'kivon demivlaon betchume, since his original tchum is swallowed up, it connects with his tchum that he has now, mamtil gav tchume, and it brings him into his tchum, his original tchum. Havlo kachad tchuma, we look at that as if it's one tchum, ukman lo nofak mit tchumahu, and we look at it as if he never left his tchum. That's Rav Simi Shita. V'rabba sova lav milsihi. Lav milsi, it's not something, the fact that they connect doesn't help us view as if it's one tchum. His original tchum is lost, and he would not be able to get back his original tchum. So the Mishnah can't be saying that. Hilchalim ozla trutzi, kilo yotz the masnis, and therefore he can't translate that when the Mishnah says kilo yotza, when he actually left his original tchum, dim yotza, because if he actually left it, hifstid shvisa's beisa, then he definitely lost the shvisa from his house, and he lost the original tchum. For konaloi mimakom shenemaloi, and he gets a new tchum from the place that he was told. Now Rashi, at this point, says something according to his understanding. The Rabbi Rashi now says, "Les le hode tonu nardoi le'el." If so, if Rabbi does not hold of haflos tchumin, so Rabbi cannot agree with something nardoi said in the Gemara before that memalfom in beis v'pekechu al tchumoi v'kiven the ol ol. The Gemara that memalfom in beis over here talked about towards the bottom of the Amud, some 8 lines up, the Gemara talks, Bomenim Rabba, Hutzul in the cover of Mahu, a person Yotza Chutzul Tchum, he only has Da'at Amis, he's Hutzul in the cover of Mahu, may he walk outside of the Da'at Amis, in order to find a Mokom Tzenua, to be Oysa Trachov, private place. Omar Lohim God Lukavar Abri Shadoiches Lisashibatira. So he said, yes, definitely Kavar Abri, it's a question of Kavar Abri, definitely he can. He could walk out of his dynamics to find a place, a private area to be Oisit Shachov. Amin Nardoi. Nardoi commented on this. If so, he's a Yotza Bershus. Yipikechu Ailet Chuma. If he's smart, so he should go in the direction where his tchum is, and v'kivan the all. And once he entered his tchum b'shus to find the mokum tzanua, v'kivan the all. Once he'll get back his tchum once again. Rashi says that this that Nardoi say over there, v'kivan the all. Is based on Havloas Tchum and Milsa, which really is a machlokes Rabban and Simi. And Rabba in Agamora holds Havloas Tchum and is Lav Milsahi. So Rabba would not hold like this. Which is interesting that the Gemara from Alpha and Beis really is a comment that Nardoi is saying on Rabba's original memra. Rabba was the one who said that God will cover Abriyas, that he could walk out of his Da'at Amis to find the Mokom Tzenua. Rashi says, according to what Rabbi tells us over here, Rabbi personally will not agree with what Nardoi said over there, because Nardoi is based on the Din Avlo as Tchumen, to have a connected Tchumen and get back your old Tchum. Rabbi doesn't hold that. Rabbi holds that once you're out of your Tchum is lost. And even if you could get back into the area where your tchum was originally with beheter, that doesn't enable a person to regain his tchum. Tosfos over here comes to argue with Rashi on this point. If you look at the second Tosfos on the Amud, Umarasar have lost tchum and lav milsi. This is Rabbi Shita, Pirsha Kuntris, that refers to Rashi. Rashi explains, for less lele Rabbi hodin adoy de Amud la'el, ipikechu ayel tchume, v'kivin de olo. This is what Rashi says, that Rabbi Nar Sugya holds have lost chumin is lav milsehi. He will not agree with what Nardoi said in the previous sugya, that someone who walked out of the chum, he's out of the chum, he has dal ames. However, he's tzorach l'nikovav because of kovad abrius. He's allowed to find the makom tzanua, and therefore he'll be able to enter the chum beheter. And if he does, he'll get back his original chum. Rabbi doesn't hold of that because Nardo is based on the din of have lost chumen. Tais is as follows: Ulri nire de islay ha de Nardoi. No, zokteri. This is not a contradiction. Rabbi definitely could hold of Nardoi. Kiven shenichnes betchumay ibnei kavod abrius. Since he entered his chum because of kavod abrius, v'yaltsa medal amoysav, and he left the original Dalet Amos that Chazal gave him, Kivin Shesorach Litnei Dalet Amos Chadoshes, since at this point, where he's going to stop, he's deserving of another Dalet Amos, Yochel Lachsav Liknes Tchum Yerishin, he's allowed to, he'll be able to regain his original Tchum. Aval Hocha Mikivin Sheyotza Chutz Mitchumai V'konel Et Tchum Acher, Loi hutter le oker mitchum shekono ki the precious le ale. Taisvis says that this goes in accordance with what Taisvis mentioned before, that the din of have lost chumen, Rabbi Lezer Shita have lost chumen, where the Rabbanan argue, is talking about a situation where your original tchum is still withstanding. And there's the new tchum that Chazal gave you. That's when they argue whether if that takes you back into the original tchum, whether you get it back. But if a person is not anymore in the new tchum that Chazal gave him, and he's in such a situation now when he's regardless deserving of some kind of tchum, so then even the Chachamim ask him that he'll get back his original tchum. In this machlekes over here, between Rabbi and Rav Simi, this is the machlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi Lezer. Right? We'll see in the end of the sugya that the Gemara is going to say over here that maybe the Chacham ask him by Dvar Mitzvah. But the situation over here is such a situation where there is a machlekes, akopon by Dvar Rishus, between the Chacham and Rabbi Lezer. This situation over here is where your new tchum you got, you're still within that tchum. So the Chacham say over there that the fact that you happen to reach your old tchum is not a reason to get back in your tchum. Reb Lezer holds, have lost tchum mil, so you'll get back your old tchum. But the case of Nardoi over there, Chazal gave him he left his alpayim am. Chazal gave him Dalet Amos. Now he walked out of the Dalet Amos. So he's walking out of the Dalet Amos, and when he stops, now see, he ready his original Dalet Amos that Chazal gave him, he doesn't have anymore. Now he's deserving of a tchum, being that he finds himself back in his original tchum. He'll get that back. So this is Tosfos L'shitasai, other Rishonim, Ritvo, also argue with Rashi in this point, and they tell us that they're two different situations, and therefore, just like the Gemara before, b'demolu gavri, and that Gemara over there, that we don't need Rabbi Lezer's shita of have lost chumen, and so too by the din of Nardoi, over here is not based on Rabbi Lezer's shita, everyone agrees in such a situation that you'll be able to regain your original tchum. Machlekes Rav Elazar and the Chachamim have lost tchum and milsehi, which is also the machlekes at this point in the Gemara between Rabbi and Rav Simi, is in a different situation. In a situation where the tchum that Chazal gave you, the second tchum, is still withstanding, is still within it. That's the question. If that tchum happens to bring you back to the original tchum, whether you can regain your original tchum. Let's just finish off the Gemara over here. We'll jump over here toward to the maskona of the sugya over here. On the top of Memhe Amud Aleph, for Hosnan, Rabbi Elazar Mishtayim Yikonis Gimlo Yikonis. The Gemara is asking right now, the Mishnah, there's a machlokes in that Mishnah, we just Mishnah Daf Nun Beis, we discussed before, it's machlokes Rabbi Elazar Nechachomim. My love, Rabbi Elazar Taim Domar Vuhu Bem Tzon. The case over there was a person walked out of his tchum. Reb Elazar says if he's shtaim, the chom shittu was, if he's 1 hour away, he can't go back, meaning to say, he could walk that 1 hour, but it's not going to help him regain his original tchum. Reb Elazar says, no, shtaim yikonis, if he's 2 away, he could, 3 not. What's the number 2 and 3? The Gemara says, my love, Reb Elazar time, like we explained before, dom avhu bem tzon, he's in the middle of the Dalet Amos that Chazal gave him, therefore, he could walk 2 Amos. And that'll bring him back into the original tchum. He'll get it back. And therefore, the Dalet Amos that Chazal gave him, 2 in front, 2 in back, are connected. So you see, I've lost tchum and milsehi. So the Gemara over here is Reb Simi's being Garaya. I've lost tchum and milsehi. From Reb Elazar. Omele Rabba Babachon Labaya. You're asking a question on Rabbah from Reb Elazar? I mean, there's a machlokes over here. Right? The Rabbanon argue. So, why are you bringing a raya from there? I mean, there's a machlokes, Reb Elazar and Rabbanon. And we paskin like the Chachomim. Or Akoponim, that's what Rabbah's shita was. Omele in. No, I am. Why? The Shmili Minei Demar Ad Kan Le Pligi Rabbonon Alei Reb Elazar El Dvar Harashus Al Dvar Mitzvah Moidulei. He says that I was taught that even though there's a Machlekes in the Mishnah over there, I've lost Tchum and Milsehi or not, but that's only by someone that was Yotza for Dvar Harashus. But Le Dvar Mitzvah, but if someone left for Dvar Mitzvah, then everyone agrees that we'll say have lost tchum and milsehi. Being that over here, this person by Yos, he was Yotza, Rishus Chachomim, is Yotza, like Rashi explains in Mishnah, is a choshlasim lagayis, uminanor, or Chachom Boliyalid, a midwife, these people that are coming to help their Yotza for a Dvar Mitzvah. So I hold that there's no machlekes over here. In such a situation, even the Chachamim hold that Havlo'as Tchumen is Milsi. Now, as far as the Halacha is concerned, there's a question in the Poskim. What we have over here is, in this last Sugah that we just learned, that the Gemara seems to be saying that Rav Simi's din was based on the fact that the Chachamim agree by a Dvar Mitzvah. In the previous sugya, which was by the Gemara by Nechemya, when Nechemya walked out, and the Gemara told us that Rav Chizkiya the Shaila over there was B'dloy Mol Gavri, and the Shaila was whether we pass in like Reb Elazar or not. And the Pashtus HaSugi seems to be that Reb Nachman did paskin like Reb Elazar. So if that's so, based on this sugya, then we'd be able to use the dinner of Havlo'as Tchumen even when it's not a Dvar Mitzvah. Now, even if we agree that there's no Machlekes by a Dvar Mitzvah, but definitely by a Dvar Rishus, there is a Machlekes. And Rabbi Gamliel over here, when he paskin, I'm sorry, Rabbi Nachman paskin, apparently he's passing like Rabbi Lezer. Kipshutoi, he wasn't Yotzeh for Dvar Mitzvah. You know, he was vertracht in learning and he walked out. So his situation, Lachar, would have been a situation of a Dvar Rishus. And you see that Rabbi Nachman paskin is like Rabbi Lezer. And this is the basis of some paskim that they say that passing Rabbi Lezer, even for Dvar Rishus, have lost Tchum is Milsi. Others learn, some Rishonim say like this, that Reb Nachman's psak, the Ritva brings such a pshat, was only because he was viewing the situation of Nechemya, being that he left, he walked out because he was involved in his learning, that would be put in the category of a Dvar Mitzvah. And the truth is that the whole sugi, according to this, that Halacha Rebbe Lezer really is discussing whether the Chachamim agree by Dvar Mitzvah. That's what it would be. So according to this, then we wouldn't be able to take out of this lahalocha that we go like Rabbi Lezer. This is only because it's a Dvar Mitzvah that the Chachamim agree, like we see in the sogya over here, that the Rav Simba Bachir Shita is.